Okay, now I'm going to cover the e-commerce launch sequence. And first of all, I want to say you'll notice this is very, very similar to the affiliate sequence I just went over. The fundamental dynamics of the two of them are very, very similar. You'll also note that, I mean, we keep on going back to the same themes, the same approach over and over and over that we covered in the internal launch, that we covered way back in the quick launch. So my advice to you is stop thinking, if you're thinking, boy, that stuff's, you know, works great for information marketing, or that works great for internet marketing, or that works great for services, or that works great for affiliate stuff. If you stop doing that and you look and see what can I take from this and use in my business, you're going to be much better off. Now, I'm not saying with an e-commerce launch you're going to do some million-dollar launch like we've done with some of these information marketing launches in the internet marketing space. You know, it's unlikely. I mean, you know, unless you've got an exclusive for Grand Theft Auto or something, you're not going to do, you know, this multi-million-dollar launch probably in the e-commerce space. But what I want you to look at is, how can we double our numbers? How can we greatly increase our response rate? How can we use it to build a relationship with our prospects and our customers so they keep on coming back more often? Okay, so that's enough of a pep talk. Let's get right into it. Now, you see, the first thing I've got is this question, what are you after? That means, what are you after with your launch? And really, it depends quite a bit on where you're at. Now, there's lots and lots of different e-commerce launches. There's lots and lots of different e-commerce businesses. So I want to divide it into two very, very big groups. The first group is, say you've invented a widget, or you developed a widget, or you have exclusive access to a widget, and you're going to have an e-commerce site where you're basically only going to sell that one widget. And now that you're going to bring that widget to the market. The second case would be if you have an e-commerce store that sells a bunch of stuff and you want to periodically launch a new item that you've brought in, or maybe it's an item that you stock along with 10 or 20 or 100 other things. How are you going to use this launch to spike your sales? Okay, so if you're in the first case where you're just bringing a product to market, you've invented it, you've developed it, or maybe you've got an exclusive on it, and that's going to be the primary focus of your site, then what you need to do is follow the internal launch. The internal launch that I went over, you know, that I've already gone over, will fit your situation perfectly. You don't need to do anything different. Even though you might think of that internal launch that I covered as being for information products, it will work perfectly if you are introducing a new widget, a new physical thing to the market. Just do the internal launch just as I laid out, and it'll work fine, just fine for you. If, on the other hand, you have an e-commerce site and you're selling a bunch of different stuff, and now you're coming out with a new product, then it's going to be very similar to the affiliate launch that we just went over. So I just want to touch on these fundamentals really quickly again. If you just watch these in the affiliate launch, then you know, you can skip ahead a little bit, because you know we just covered these in the affiliate launch. But basically, you want to focus on creating the conversation with your market and creating interaction with your market, so you know what their hot points are. You want to do this all through, you know, you've got the store, you've got ongoing traffic, you've got ongoing sales. You should be interacting with them. You should be know what they want, what they need, what their objections are, what their hot points are, what their aspirations are. This launch process helps you do that. Okay, so you want this release of this new widget to be event-based. And I'm going to show you how to do that. And you want to use a sequence. And again, just like with the affiliate launch, if a lot of other people are selling the same product, this is the way you can really set. This is one of the ways you can really set yourself apart. Now, you know, if you're in that person that's just introduced a brand new widget, you're the only person selling it, then it's easy to set yourself apart. But if you're one of, you know, 100 other retailers, or you know, e-commerce retailers, or one of 1,000 that are selling that same thing, then this sequence can help you set can help set you apart. Okay, now we've got the starters. So we're assuming that your site either you've got a list or you've got traffic to your site. In this launch, I'm going to walk through with you. You need one of those two things. I mean, if you have traffic to your site, it's an e-commerce site, you've got people coming through, looking at what you've got, purchasing what you've got, then that's almost as good as having a list. I suggest you use that traffic to build a list. If you've got people buying stuff from you, then you've got a buyer's list. So it's the best kind of list to have. But this model I'm going to lay out for you, this launch, is dependent on having either a list or traffic. Okay, next, product. You got to pick out what product you're going to do this for. Hopefully it's an exciting product. It's a product that your prospects will be excited about. It's most likely a product that you don't already stock. I mean, you could do it with a product that you already have and build up some story around it, but this story I'm going to give you is very easy if it's a new product. The timing for the product, this is one thing that's different from the affiliate launch. With the affiliate launch, I suggested going for a product that was already on the market. In this case, you could do it for a brand new product or a product that is already in the market but one you haven't stocked. And then we need to talk about your offer. And this really comes down to, I think what you want to do is put together a bonus. Because if you're bringing in a new product that you're going to stock, you're going to want to offer that thing for sale on an ongoing basis. You don't want to go through the bother of stocking a new product, finding a product, sourcing it, stocking it, bringing it into your e-commerce system, setting up a part number, on, and then just offering it on a one-time basis. You're going to want to offer this on an ongoing basis. So if you're going to do that, if it's going to be on an ongoing basis, then how are you going to create urgency and scarcity around your launch? And that's by putting together a bonus. Now, I just like with the affiliate stuff, I recommend putting together an information-based bonus for most things. I mean, not for everything, but for most things, put together an information-based bonus. So you do this by looking at the product and figuring out what could you add to it that would make it a more well-rounded product. The other thing you could do instead of doing an information-based product, a bonus, is you could bundle it with something else. So you could put together a bundle, possibly something else that you stock. But the bottom line is you take a look at this product and you say, what's the one thing I could add to this that would make it a more well-rounded product? What is missing from it to make it the perfect product? What could I add to it to just round it off? And it could be with information, it could be a report, it could be a teleseminar, it could be a CD or DVD, possibly something that trains how to use it better, that shows how to use it, that shows your experience with it, that shows some way to use it that most people haven't figured out. And you could do any one of those. A teleseminar is real easy to do. A CD or DVD, a video, an audio, any one of those. Personal coaching, one-on-one teleseminar, or one-on-one telephone-based coaching if it's a high-priced item. Either that or bundle it with something you're already stacking. So basically, you need to figure out what your offer is, and the offer is the product, and what kind of bonus you can add into it. Okay, so one way to do this would be the first email you send out just tells them something's coming. You found a really cool thing. You think it's just what they need because, of course, you're a lot like them. You're enthusiastic about whatever they're enthusiastic about. Something's coming. You're excited about it. You're going to tell them about it in the next few days. Now, depending on your market, you might reveal it right now, or you might wait to reveal exactly what it is. The danger of revealing what it is. The people on your list might get excited about it and just run off to one of your competitors and buy it. So you're really going to have to consider your market and the nature of the product, the nature of your market, and the nature of your relationship with the list, whether they're just going to run off as soon as you say, boy, I've got a Canon TX1 coming in and I think it's going to be cool. Okay, so then you would come back, you know, this is something's coming. Then the day three is the I've got it in my hot little hands email. And that's where you tell them, boy, I've got this thing and it, I just opened it up. It seems really cool. I'll let you know, you know, as soon as I finish some initial testing on it. And so we're building the sequence and we're trying to get them interested in whatever this thing is. And the more in here you talk to their frustrations and their aspirations in these first couple of emails, the more you're going to connect with them. Then I've got day four, and all of this can vary depending on your product, shipping cycle, how long stuff takes to get to you, how, you know, if this is an impulse item, if it's a big thing. I mean, if it's a new car or a new, you know, something big, a new boat, and, you know, this is probably going to be take place over weeks. If it's a new yo-yo or something like that, then you can do it over a few days. So you might have to stretch these days out and, you know, turn them into multiple days or even weeks. Okay, the next day you give your reactions. Boy, it's so cool because it does this, 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 and this. I've never been able to do this before. I'm really excited about this. Very simple. You're telling them what you like about the product. Of course, this all assumes that like you're in your target market and you actually use what they use, or, you know, and if you don't, then you have to find someone else who can serve as your proxy that can go through this and give you their reactions. Next comes the I've decided to sell it phase. So you've gone from I've got something coming, I think it's going to be really cool. Boy, I got a hold of it. Wow, this is even cooler than I expected. It does this, this, and this. And oh my God, I cannot believe it does this. And then the next day, you know, this thing is so darn cool. I've actually decided I'm going to stock this. And I just went ahead and I ordered, you know, 3 dozen of them. And I can't wait to get them in. You're going to really love this thing. Here is day 6 I've got. And again, these days, this is hypothetical. It can stretch out much longer than this. Day 6 is, okay, I've got it on order. I just, you know, I got the FedEx notice. They've already shipped it. It's coming real soon. I've got a delivery date that's going to be like 3 days from now. Okay. And then you would come back with basically, boy, this is why I'm so excited about it. You know, and here you're going back to your reactions. You're tying back to your reactions and, you know, you're going over again exactly why it's so cool. And here you're giving them, you're talking about the offer. You say, I'm not just going to give you this widget, but I've actually, you know, It's like just about the coolest widget I've ever seen in my life, but it needs. I did notice there was one thing missing, and that one thing missing is this, you know, super duper skill session DVD. So I just actually, you know, just drug my camera out yesterday and I shot it. And I got to tell you, it's not going to be some super fancy, high dollar, sophisticated Hollywood production, because basically I got my son to shoot the video for me out in my backyard. But what it does do is it shows you the absolute one trick that basically took me like 8 hours of screwing around with it to figure this trick out. But this trick makes this the greatest widget ever in existence. So basically right here, you're going back and you're telling them again why you're excited about it. But you're also telling them about the bonus that you've got and why the bonus just makes this the best product ever. Or, you know, maybe it's the bonus is a bundle. We decided to make this, you know, an even greater over-the-top type thing, and we're bundling it with this, with widget B. So now you get this widget plus widget B. And so that's that email. Then you're telling them, wow, this thing's going to be here. It's almost, you know, I just checked the FedEx tracking number, and it looks like it's going to be here tomorrow, and this is what we're going to do. The instructions will basically tell them how they're going to be able to order it the next day, how they're going to be able to order it and get the bonus, you know, the time frame that they need to order it. You know, we're giving them 4 days to order it to get the bonus. Then the next day is the launch, and again, the launch is just usually a fairly simple email. You can choose to later in the day do the typical tsunami follow-up email. That will certainly work with this type of launch. Then the next day, you're just you're doing a follow-up. And this is, you know, the typical day after the launch follow-up with the social proof, talking about the people that bought it and how excited they are. Now, if it's a widget that's getting shipped to them, the people that have bought it probably don't have it yet. So you can talk about how excited they are, you know, their reaction after purchasing it. Or you could, you know, move the social proof out another day or two until after they actually get it. Then you're coming back. And this timing, you know, I gave them 4 days here. The timing could, you could make it longer or shorter. But basically, as you get closer to the end, you do the typical 24-hour notice. You talk about scarcity. Again, I've given you lots and lots of examples of those emails. And then you come back with your last chance email, and that's, you know, that's basically the whole cycle, the entire launch. I've certainly given you lots of these last chance email examples. Okay, now I know I blasted through that really, really quickly, and there's a couple reasons I did that. One is because this is so similar to the affiliate launch that I just ran through. Second, it is very similar to all the other launches. You can see that over and over, we're hitting the same type of things in the same type of sequences. We're using the same mental triggers. You can go ahead and open up this, and there's all your mental triggers that you can hit, all these mental triggers as you go through this thing. Now, I do want to say, now the big picture on this is if you have an e-commerce store and you do one of these launches, you know, it's probably overkill to do one per week, but if you do one every couple weeks or one every month, obviously you can't repeat the exact same story over and over, but you can repeat something very similar to this. Boy, I just found something and it looks really cool, so I decided to test it out. I've ordered it. I'll be letting you know when I get it and how it looks. And just doing something like this, you know, another thing you could do is you could discount it for the launch and sell it, you know, at not much of a profit margin at all. Now, I basically hate to discount stuff, and I pretty much never do discount stuff. But you could, because what you'll do, if you do these types of launches periodically, whether they're once a quarter, once a month, or on a smaller scale, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever, you will start to build, you're building personality into your business, and you're going to start to build a relationship with your clients. So you'll get that good old top of mind awareness where you're going to be the first person they think of, the first website they think of when they go shopping for something in your niche. So that's the really big picture on this thing. Not that you'll sell a whole bunch of whatever this product is, you know, and you will, you'll get a nice spike up and you'll sell a bunch of that product. But the real thing is you're going to be driving people back to your store. You're going to be driving people through your checkout process. And you know what that means. Often they'll find something else they want on your site. So the big picture of this thing is that you're going to create an interaction with your prospects and your clients. You're going to create a relationship with them. You're going to build some personality. That's the thing that I see is missing in most of the e-commerce business I look at, is absolutely no personality. And if without personality, I mean, you know as well as I do that your clients can just do a Google search on whatever your product is and come up with dozens of different places they could buy that product from. So you have to differentiate yourself. And using this type of approach, building a relationship, building interaction, making it event-based, making it fun, making it exciting, showing them that you're their advocate when you're looking at these products, that's how you set yourself apart. So the big picture for using this for e-commerce is not about doing million-dollar launches. It's not about, you know, taking $100,000 in a day. I mean, I'm sure some sites might be able to pull it off, but your typical e-commerce site, you know, you're probably not looking at something like that. But what you're doing is you're looking at creating a real presence in the market and driving more traffic through your site and more repeat traffic. And that's where you'll really win with the product launch formula in your e-commerce site.